going on, everybody? How you doing?
I'm doing all right now that I can feel my fucking legs again. That was nice. It's a nice change.
You can feel your legs again, huh?
Yeah.
So welcome, everybody. A lot of people were saying they seem to be surprised that we're doing this.
Yeah, but we're doing it. Here we are. It's us. We're right here. We're all the way live. Let me tell you something. People have asked us on the show over the years, Dead Pit, what's like your worst theater going experience, right?
Right.
And the one that I just had is in the top three. It's got to be in the top three of the worst in terms of being uncomfortable. And I'll talk about that here shortly.
I've got a picture. I wonder if I can show it on here. I should have had it prepared. Yeah, because I was like, God damn, boys, that motherfucker's just laying on you. See if I can. I don't know if you guys can see it from the. Look at that shit.
So there were two people in front of us that I'm saying were probably about 350, 400 pounds easily. And it's those kind of chairs, like the stadium kind of seating where they push back.
And well, I think a couple of them was broke or something too.
I don't know if it was broke or it's just that weight of that person like laying all the way back. I'm not joking you, man. I could have put a fucking feeling in their teeth. Like they were like that close to me. I could have done a root canal on that motherfucker. I don't know. I still to this day don't know if it was a man or a woman.
But I don't either.
They were leaning back as far as they could. And it made my legs, like I couldn't keep my knees straight. Like I had to like put it in like a V shape just to even be able to sit there. And their head was basically, they could have just turned around and blew me in the seat. It's like, that's how close they were.
Man, that theater, like.
That's ridiculous. That theater's ridiculously shitty.
That theater sucks, yeah. Like, did you notice, like. And I told Sarah, because Sarah mentioned, I was like, no, that's not the way the movie shot. The fucking theater needs a new projector.
Yeah.
Like, it was dark. The screen, I thought, for a movie, because a movie theater, typically, when you go in, you got a really bright, vibrant screen. But the poor Riverfield Tin is on its last legs, I'm afraid.
And yeah, you're right. I mean, it had all the greatest hits. It had kids running around. People falling down, like loud ass people like, you know, uncomfortable seating positions and shit. It had everything you don't want to experience in a movie theater.
Had the Scary Movie 6 trailer. Man, Mark saw it tonight too, he said.
Yeah, that was honestly like one of the best parts of the whole experience to me. Like, I thought that was pretty good.
So, I mean, look, I was talking to Sarah, because Sarah went, you know, you got pretty much your whole crew, me and Sarah, and we all went, and I was thinking about this, though. Is there any other franchise that is continuing on from this era, or even from the 80s or the 90s, with sequels? In the theater. I think Scream is it. This is Scream 7. The New Blood.
Bulls, like. Where do you want to begin? Because.
Well, we can begin with a super chat from Michael over in Australia. Just got out of seeing it, and I liked the review. I like the reveal was what I was.
I guess was for what it was.
Yeah, and I'm going to see it again tomorrow. And IMAX, man. All right. What's a Scream movie without Neve Campbell?
Well, that would be what, 5 Scream, and 6?
Scream 6. She was briefly in 5.
Yeah. I don't remember anything about 5. I watched it one time and I refused.
I don't either. And here's the thing, like, I think we've said this ever since the, you know, we started back doing the show and Scream to me and in my mind is always those first three movies.
Well,
from 96 to 99, 2000 or whatever, it was those three movies for the next, what, 10, 11 years.
Yep.
And there was no more of a story to tell, man, but they're continuing on. You had four in 2011. Five Cream was what, 2022, I think.
Yeah.
And Scheme 6 and now Scheme 7. These movies are really like totally pointless. They really are.
They are. They're,
'cause it's like each, I mean, they're, and I'll say this, I think Scream 7 was probably better than Scream 5 and 6. It probably was slightly better. They had some gore in it at least.
That's true.
Neve Campbell was featured in it quite a bit. The girl that played her daughter, I thought, did a pretty good job. But there, again, there was no meat on the bone, man. And
well,
if you when you watch the movie, though, without giving it away, there's a point in this movie where it's pretty much a dead giveaway who the fucking killer is. And we'll probably explain it at some point later on a stream, but I don't want to spoil it or anything because I know a lot of people are going to see this movie's going to make a fucking ton of money this weekend, I think.
Probably by the looks of that place, because that place is never even like remotely full, our theater, and it was almost completely full. So yeah, if we're not giving away any spoilers or anything, it's going to be really difficult to talk about this movie, like, and because of like the main reason why it kind of sucked, in my opinion, was mostly the people are saying like the third act, but the
unveil,
the third act.
All, what do you know?
Here's the thing, man. Yeah, like saying something is better than Scream 5 or 6 is like saying, you know, it's better than a colonoscopy or something. Like,
well, the truth is with this one, Scream 5 and 6, I mean, they did have a couple of characters from those movies, but those movies were fine never happening because they were really ignored. Scream 4 was 100% ignored.
Yeah.
There's nothing related to, so it, essentially, Scream 7 is like the sequel to Scream 3.
Yeah, it's like a complete, what do they call that, where they just ignore like a series of the, a part of the series. Like, I know there's a word for that now, but I don't know what it is. And yeah, it really doesn't mention anything at all that happened. Well, it kind of does mention something in 5 and 6, but like, like Cuba Gooding Jr.'s son is in it again, and the stuff with Gail is talked about briefly. But other than that, like, it doesn't really mention that much shit about those movies. Mm-hmm. Thank God. So it starts out, though, just to like talk about it a little bit. It starts out with like this couple going to the old Woodsboro house, which is now turned into like one of those
Airbnb,
you
know,
Airbnbs where you can gimmick. Go in and and be in the murder house.
It's like you can spend the night in the last Blockbuster video store like they do now or whatever, which I think is a pretty cool idea.
When it started, I was like, all right, like this might be like they're because like it had all the nostalgia and like a purpose for the nostalgia, and like the guy was talking about it and everything, and the setup, you know, was really good, and the execution I thought was pretty good too. And so the first half of the, or the first whatever of the first act of the movie, I guess, I was kind of hyped about it. I was like, okay, this is turning out way better than the other ones have, 5 and 6. And then something happened when they introduced Neve Campbell, which is nothing fucking happened for a long time. There was like one or two kills, but like you're just nothing happens. You follow her around. She runs a coffee shop. She's got a daughter.
She's got a new career in each movie.
Her daughter's gimmick is that she's a pussy. That's really what it is. That's her whole character. Like her whole character arc is like, she's like, I can't be like you, Mom. I'm not tough. And then by the end, you know what happens.
I'm scared. Yeah, her fucking mom has to show her how to turn a fucking safety off on a gun. Is this like, how dumb do you have to fucking
be? There's a switch on that this gun, honey. You gotta click it.
Yeah. Yeah, no spoilers. We're not going to do that shit. I mean, tune in. Friday Night Lives tomorrow. I think you and at least you and Mark can talk about it if you want to. But yeah, it's real early. There's probably not too many people that's seen it
yet. Yeah, I'm not going to give away anything about the ending of it or anything, but like, okay, so it's really the Neve Campbell show. So I guess they took what the fans had said about the last movie in that, like, it really doesn't have anything to do with the originals, and they kind of redid it and they made it like really all about her and her daughter. So if you like that kind of thing, if you enjoy her, then you're going to love this movie. Unfortunately, what they also did was they brought Courtney Cox back, but didn't give her shit to do whatsoever. She's in the movie for probably a combined, like 10 minutes, I would say, maybe. And what the fuck was going on with her teeth, man, and her trying to talk? Do you know what I'm saying?
What's going on with her whole face? Like, she got it tightened again, obviously. Yes. What do? Do they lace that shit up like a luchador mask or something? How do they get it that tight?
That's what they got in the back. Like a mask. Like,
tighten it up even more, honey. Come on. And
I can't even, like, imitate how she was talking, but it was, like, really unnatural. It looked like she had dentures. I was like, what the fuck is, like, if you really pay attention to her in that movie, it looks like she's got
dentures. Probably does have dentures, or they have those veneer cap things that go over your teeth, too. I guess it could have been that. Some more super chats here, though, and appreciate all the super chats, guys. I did not hear this, that Paramount has won the right to buy Warner Brothers. Is that legit? Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
If so, that's better than Netflix buying them. But
she looks like a lizard. That's what we're getting to. Yet again, another lizard captive has been taken from plastic surgery ribs.
So it's crazy because her face looks completely different than even 3 years ago. I don't know.
It looks kind of better than it did 3 years ago, but whatever they've done to her mouth has really just fucked it up.
The Paramount purchase is legit. Cool. Okay.
And then they got the dude from The Soup to be her husband. What's that guy's name?
What was his name? Marv or something like that? What was his name in the movie?
I don't know. Something. He was a cop. It's like, what?
This, somebody mentions that it pulled I Know What You Did Last Summer 2025. It did in the fact that there was a ton of vanilla whores in this movie, like just generic throwaway people, right? So when that random person just pops up for one scene, you're like, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to spoil it. But you got vanilla whore, vanilla whore, vanilla whore, vanilla dude, a couple other vanilla whores. Yep. And here comes somebody that you've actually heard of and has been in other movies.
Yep.
Hey, it's a pretty damn dead giveaway, in my opinion. Although, vanilla whores. There's
just so many of them.
Yeah, there's quite a few in this. I think Ghostface is messing with everybody here, but no spoilers, guys. No spoilers. Gail is Grossface. It's a shame, man, because Courtney Cox, dude, like back in the day, geez, but she didn't want to age gracefully. That's the one thing that I gotta put Neve Campbell over is. She is looking older, and it's fine. Everybody fucking gets older. You don't have to fucking stretch the shit out of your face.
And it never turns out well. It doesn't seem like once you start doing that. But so as far as there's no story to this movie. There's really not, by the way. It's just like she's moved yet again and she's restarting her life yet again. And the ghost face killer is after her yet again. That's it.
But really. Who is it this time?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a good unveil finally after like 5 or 6 bad ones in a row?
I'll go ahead and spoil that for you. No, it's fucking stupid. I was like, just sitting there like, God, man, how many times? But anyway.
I did get a kick out of the beginning, though. You're talking about the opening segment that was at Stu Mocker's house or whatever. They completely remade that house. Even to the details on the inside, the wallpaper, the paint and everything. So that was kind of neat, man. You could tell that they probably took screenshots and stuff from the movie to try to get it exact. And I thought that was pretty damn cool. And it was, I will say this, by far the best opening scene in a Scream movie since at least, I would say Part 3. I would put it in 4th place.
Yeah, probably. It's definitely better than 5 or 6. And I mean, 4 was just bizarre the way they did that. So I'm not sure exactly where I'd put it, but it was more like traditional Scream nostalgic kind of opening. And actually the movie itself is much more like a real Scream movie, like what you're thinking of a Scream movie in terms of the tone of it and kind of like the way it looks than 5 and 6. By far. The problem is it doesn't have anything, there's nothing going on. Like it has the sets, the set pieces, and the people, has no story, no idea what it's doing, no heart, no nothing going on. The script is god awful.
Well, you gotta think, I mean, it is the 7th fucking Scream movie. Like, who would have ever thought, man? But the youngsters, the kids out there, they've really latched on to the Scream series. Like, I mean, you know,
yeah,
the young kids really like that. It sells lots of merchandise and stuff.
I was talking about that to Savannah, and like, I was trying to figure out, like, when did Scream become like the franchise? Because it used to be, I guess it's because like they're not really making Friday the 13th movies anymore. They're not really like doing anything with Michael Myers, and they're not, I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street. None of those franchises have been active, but Scream keeps putting out movies every fucking year or two. And for some reason, that's become the go-to franchise. And
it works. It's, you know, I mean, you can't fault them. They're in the business to make money with these movies. This movie is going to make a ton of money. Whether it's good or not, it doesn't fucking matter. I mean, it's a Scream movie. People are going to go see it. It's like an event. I will stand by it, though. I do think that it was slightly better than 5 and 6. 4, I don't really like 4 either, so I don't know. Unfortunately, I'd probably need to go back and rewatch 4, but I'm never going to do that.
I think I probably like 4 better than you do. But, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know where I would even rank it. Like, it all just melds together in my mind at this point. Like, I'll put it to you this way. I'll never go back and watch it again. I don't have any reason to ever go back and watch it again.
Right.
I just know that I won't. And, like, it just exists. And people will talk about it, and they'll argue about it for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then, like, no one will ever even remember it happened or what was in it. That's exactly what will happen.
Is this one going to get close to $1 billion? I doubt that. Well, I mean, closest to $1 billion. Is it going to make the most money of any of them? I don't know. Spookhouse says that it's definitely better than 5 and 6. I think so, too. It definitely felt more like a Scream movie, and maybe that's due to, you know, it's Kevin Williamson's debut movie as a director. He's got history there.
I mean, he did it. He hit all the nostalgia marks, literally and figuratively, because like it's got the song, it's got the Red Right Hand song in it. It's got tons of callbacks to the original movies. It's got, I don't know how you want to talk about this, but it's got like one particular part of the movie that, you know, I guess a lot of people already knew about, but didn't know how they were going to do it, in that it brings back.
I think that the way that they did that was actually pretty fun, and it made sense with all this stuff that's happening right now. I won't give it away or anything. But yeah, I don't have a problem with how they did that. I think that that was actually pretty cool. And it's a good way to bring. Yeah.
Well, once I saw it, I was like, I knew what they were going to do, because it makes sense. It does make sense with what they, you know, Scream movies usually do, where there's some sort of like swerve kind of thing to it. And you knew like what it was going to be, like when you see it. But we feel bad in a way, because all he got to do.
You got there late, but they did Ghostface Studios asking us about the music video. They had like an 8-minute countdown thing, and I don't know if that's what Stuntman was asking about too. It didn't have the Scream 2 intro or anything, but it had like facts and trivia and like a making of. It was like 8-minute long thing, which is kind of cool. It's better than watching those stupid fucking chiropractor commercials and shit that's in the beginning of it. And it had that music video, which that song sucked ass, whatever it was.
I didn't see any of this, so I have no
idea. I have no idea who them people were, but I'm like, who the fuck listens to that shit?
Was it that Ice Nine Kills bullshit, like those guys?
I don't know. I don't know who it was. It sucked. I can't believe people fucking just listen to that and rock out. Shit's awful.
They do. They love it.
But yeah, I would have liked to revisit Scream 2, the opening scene is pretty good. Pretty good opener. But no. Yeah, if that was Ice Nine Kills, goddamn, who the fuck listens to that shit? That shit was terrible. It was a man and a blonde headed girl singing or something, right? So I didn't know if they had a female singer too. But
I don't know. I was too busy getting my balls tickled by a big woman or man in front of me. Laying on me to pay attention to much of anything. Oh, I'm dead.
Ice Nine Kills makes a living pandering to dumb horror fans.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Just because, like, here's the thing now. I'm not going to say they're posers, but you get a lot of these people, they dye their hair jet black. They like, what are those guys? What's the guy's name? It's like some sort of gimmick horror name or something from that Ice Nine Kills. Like, I'm like, fucking go away. Fuck you.
Buddy, if the guy from Ice Nine Kills is in my fucking kitchen, I wouldn't know who he was. He'd be sick. I had no idea. But
But evidently the McKenna Grace was one of the, she was in the movie, and she was the singer. So she's multi-talented, right? It was like a guest spot with the douche from Ice Nine Kills.
Yep. She sucks at two things. So what did you think, I mean, just overall?
I mean, it was okay for a one-time watch, but again, like you were saying, and it's the truth, and I kind of felt the same way for 5 and 6. I mean, they're not good movies, but it was fine to watch it once. I don't want to own it. I don't ever really want to watch it again. But I will say definitely better than 5 and 6 as an overall movie, it seemed like. It felt more like a Scream movie. There's some pretty good death scenes and gore spots and stuff like that in it. And I don't recall if they did that very much in 5 or 6. Do you?
They didn't. No, not nearly as much as they did in this one. Yeah, I mean, this one. Spilled
guts and everything.
Yeah. This one was much gorier than the other. It was like almost comically gory in some scenes. And I mean, there were a couple of good kind of gimmick scenes in there too. The tap scene from the bar was good. The scene at the end was good. Not to give that scene away or anything, but in terms of the gore, like the scene itself wasn't good.
If this is true, this is fucking hilarious. They were a ska band and suddenly they started singing about horror and idiots ain't that shit up.
But man, the thing that confuses me about these movies more than anything, about movies like Scream and other movies too, like, you know, Friday 13th movies, for example. How fucking hard is it to make these movies good? Like, it seems like such a simple formula, but they continuously fuck it up by, like, it seems like they just overproduce and dilute everything, and like they just bring too many people in and too much nostalgia that nobody's really asking for. Or maybe some people are asking for, but I don't think the majority of people give a fuck. And then, like, it just, but they don't, there's nothing in those movies. There's no, like, core to them.
Mm-hmm. The problem with Scream, and we've talked about this before too, though, is even if you put a good cast and all that together, it all comes down to that final act. And how do you make it work? You're like, oh, that's so killer, right? There's nothing you can do. There's really nothing.
Oh, there's stuff you could do, but they won't fucking do it to save their life. They'll never
do it. Well, you could do what they should have done probably in at least the fourth movie, but they've not, and that's have Neve Campbell finally go mad because yes, this is the 18th fucking time that...
That
somebody's went after.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says about this because I 100% believe this to be true. If they really wanted to do something that would get, you know, people's attention, shock fans, things like that, that's what they would have done. That's what they would do. But they have no intention of doing that. And the argument against it I always hear is like, well, you know, like it'll upset fans of the genre. Good. Who the fuck are fans of the genre of that genre of movies at this point anyway? Like they need to be upset, clearly. Like something needs to happen to jostle them up a little bit. Fuck.
I don't know if any of the other franchises have had a character that's went on through, well, we've got 7 movies, she's been in 6 of them featured.
Yeah.
Right. And never, you know, nothing ever. She's got a different career in each movie. This time she's a fucking barista or whatever.
Fuck it. Yeah, that's pretty much what she is.
You know, she does something different each time. She's married to a cop named Marv.
What are the odds? Like at some point, you would either go crazy or you would just fucking like move to an island or something in Hawaii where nobody would ever find you. Like you would not just keep moving around. These different spots, like it's been 7 times that somebody's been chasing you, or 6 times since somebody's been chasing you around trying to kill you.
I'll say this though, you know, kind of spin a positive take on it. I was not looking forward to this movie. I'm like, what are they going to do in this? Who really gives a shit, right? I think that it won me over to a point. Because I was thinking it was going to 100% fucking be terrible from beginning to end. I'm like, what are they going to say? They had some intriguing stuff in there. Neve Campbell is featured throughout the entire movie this time. That's the first time since probably, what, the 4th movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's her movie, like it completely. Like there's really only her and whoever the woman is that plays her daughter, who's like
the daughter,
30 years old.
The daughter did a good, I thought she did a good job too. She seemed like a pretty good actress. I don't know how much, you know, stuff she's done over the years. There's good death scenes in it. It looks good. It looks like a Scream movie. Red Right Hand is in it. Mm-hmm. It's set in the fall. It's in a smaller, like a suburb town. So it had a cool feel to it.
They keep bringing the house back into it. And like, it just, it has all of the nostalgia in the world. I don't know, man. It's like, what's something that you go back to because you keep thinking it's going to be good, like, and it never is, like a food or something like that. That's kind of what it reminds me of. Like, people keep going back to these fucking.
You want to keep trying spaghetti squash to see if this time it's good.
It's like, yes, yeah, something like that.
It's you crunchy. Just think, God, what the fuck happened?
You're just like, there's got to be a like corn nuts. Like, you go back and you like think to yourself, I love these when I was like a kid. Like, these have got to be good, right? And then you break your fucking teeth off trying to eat them. It's like, at some point, you just got to quit going back.
What do you say here, though? Justin Smith asked this a couple times. Is it worth going to see, though?
No, I mean, not to me, man. It's really not to me. Like, I would, if I could, I just wouldn't have seen it if I could go back. Like, I just fucking.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was playing at the theater. What version of it was playing, though?
It's probably that M remake.
The remake? Then fuck them.
The ending kill was hilarious. I'll give you that. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter what we say because people are going to go see it because of exactly what I just said, just like we did. And it was like Savannah and I were talking about when we were driving back.
What'd she think of it? Did she like it?
No, she didn't like it. She thought about it the same thing I did.
Sarah like, fucking hated it. Holy shit. Like 15 minutes into the movie, she's like, this is not very good.
It's not good. But we were talking on the drive home and I said something like, I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, next one comes out, I ain't gonna go see it. And she was just like, oh, shut up, you're gonna go see it.
Scream 8.
And that's just, and that's true. Like, I know the next one's gonna suck, and I'm gonna go see it. It's just the weirdest.
I just like it really is such a tired formula, though, man. It like they've got to change it up and do something fresh with it at some point. Like, it's so ridiculous. Because we talked about this. We did earlier, if you guys missed it, it was a 5-hour marathon show where we talked about all the Scream movies over the years. And we said this since pretty much 2001, we come back or whatever, 2021, 2020, whenever it was. And it's like, each movie after, I would say probably even the second, after the second movie, the unveil sucked dick each time.
Yeah.
Every time.
And it seemed to get like incrementally worse, like each time too, to where like in 5 and 6, when the reveal came, especially 6, for 6, I was like, this is the 6 has got to be the dumbest one. Where it's just like, God forbid if you haven't seen 6, I'm going to spoil it for you because you don't need to see it anyway. In 6, it's Dermot Mulroney and the whole family of fuckers. It's like
the family of ghost, the Ghostface clan.
Yeah. That is one of the dumbest endings ever. But yeah,
there was some good stuff in 6. The opening death in 6 wasn't bad either. But yeah, man,
I'm trying to remember it. What was the opening?
It was, who's the girl in,
oh, it was Samara Weaving.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, at the bar. I thought that was pretty cool how they did that, but I watched that movie once. I've never had the desire to go back and rewatch it. I tried to rewatch 5 Cream, but I tapped out after about 15 minutes. I couldn't.
That one right there is the worst one to me. Like that's just the most soulless movie of any of the Scream movies. It has no heart and no balls whatsoever. This one, I think if I had to give it any credit for anything, at least it tried to pander to people that like the original series. And when I say original series, like the first 3.
You know what I was thinking too? And it's almost become like this, where they can kind of bring cast members in and out of these sequels, almost like those fucking Fast and the Furious movies.
Well, they did that in this one.
They're going to be featured in it. This one.
Man, the way they did that was so fucking cheap and stupid to me, though. Like, I don't even know what the point of it was. Like, you know the scene I'm talking about, where they like they bring all the characters back and all that stuff.
Which,
like,
I mean, you can look at the who's in this. I mean, we can talk about it because it's on IMDb who all is in this. But, you know, we don't want to say what form they're in the movie, but they are, without giving names away. If you want to look who we're talking about, go on IMDb. But, yeah. I'm not going to get upset about it. it kind of impressed me from what I thought it was going to be, because I wasn't expecting nothing out of this. I thought that the trailer looked like shit. I thought it looked terrible. Mm-hmm. But the movie, man, it's fucking Scream 7. It's Scream 7. I think it's fine for fucking Scream 7.
Do you?
I mean, fuck, I'm not going to watch it again. It was fun to watch the one time. You know,
I mean, I guess it's really not, to me though, it's really not fine for any movie. It's
like, I don't give a fuck. But like, you gotta look at it like this. So it's just fucking part 7 in Scream.
Well, when we were watching it, I was actually thinking to myself, like, okay, like how many other movies have done this many sequels? And like, I was thinking about like Friday the 13th, right? Like what part 7 of that movie was like. Then I was thinking about Nightmare on Elm Street and like what part 7 of that
Halloween was Resurrection, like, wasn't that? No, Halloween H2O.
H2O. Yeah. But like, even if you put in my mind, if you put it up next to that, like I can kind of remember all those movies. In 3 days, I'll not remember a fucking thing that happened in this movie. And no. So.
Well, it's the same thing for 5 and 6, too. There's a lot of throwaway characters and. Man, it's just like, I don't know. I'm not going to get all tore up about it because I just don't. To me, they've been on a run of shitty movies since 2011. Shitty Scream movies. And there are going to be more. Definitely. They've already announced Scream 8, so that's happening. It'll probably be a couple years from now. But Sydney will be back. Wonder what she'll be doing in Scream 8. She's going to be running a skydiving academy or something like that.
Yeah, she's a fucking.
They're gonna have fucking Ghostface come after him in a.
They're gonna tandem jump like in Point Break. Fucking try to stab her. I'm coming
for you, Sydney. Oh shit! The Ghostface voice doesn't. They don't do a lot of that in this, though. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
And Roger Jackson evidently is getting older too, because it really, and I thought they replaced him when I heard it, but it was him. Didn't sound, to me, it didn't sound like him.
I feel like, though, that at this point, all these movies, and this is the part that bugs me about these nostalgia bait movies the most, it's like they've got a checklist of shit that they have to get. It's like fucking Ric Flair. His move set, like it's just like you've got to do certain things every time. Do the
face bump,
yeah,
turnbuckle spot, flipping around,
yeah. So in all these Scream movies, you got to have this scene where, and especially if Neve Campbell's in it, where somebody calls like "Hello, Sydney," and all you got to do all that shit, right? And you got to have like multiple killers. You got to like, there's all these things. You got to have like a callback to something from, you know, that. Happened with one of the original characters, and in this one she named her fucking daughter after one, like Tatum from the, who gives a fuck? That's
I thought that when I heard that name initially, I thought that she named her after Hollywood John Tatum from GWF.
I thought she said Tater. Well, that's Eastern Kentucky nickname. Hey, come here, Tater.
How did you think, since it was, you know, it was pretty much the Neve Campbell show, how did you think she did as an actress in this? Because she's really not doing a whole lot anymore.
She was fine. Actually, she was pretty good for somebody that's carrying, like, the whole movie. She is the absolute lead of this movie, so, yeah.
Yeah, and for the folks that, like we were saying, it almost seemed like... And we didn't talk about this, too, because there was a lot of... It's almost like there's a protest. There's people... thumbs in this movie down that are still pissed about the whole Melissa Barilla and
who the fuck cares about that?
Who's the
Jenna Ortega. Yeah,
for Paramount got pissed at her for what was she talking about, Palestine or something like that? I don't know what in the hell she was talking about. They got mad about it. Shut up.
Is that what they did? Shut your mouth,
Melissa Bryan. No, you're rolling. Shut your hole, bitch.
And she didn't, and they fired her. If anybody, who the hell cares about her, though?
Nobody. Nobody gives a fuck. Like, she's a fine actress and everything, but nobody cares about those characters.
Jenna Ortega reminds me of a fucking scarecrow that came alive and tried to act. So who cares about her either? She's just like,
what? Everybody cares about her because she's getting hired for everything.
Her and what's that one fucker's name? Pablo Pascal, Pablo
Escobar.
Well, Pablo, the one guy that was in Last of Us, they can both go to hell. They're in every movie ever made.
I don't know.
Or TV show or anything else.
What do you think of the Scary Movie 6? Because that was like a big un. I didn't even know that was going to be in front of the trailer or anything.
I thought that was the best thing about that. That's what I was going to say. That was the best thing about the entire experience to me. Like, you know, there are parts of it. You can't tell a lot about it from a trailer, but there was a couple of parts in it that I actually genuinely laughed at. So, I mean, when's the last time you saw a comedy, number one? And when's the last time you saw a comedy that actually made you laugh? So I give them credit for that. I know it's going to be good because it's the fucking Wayans Brothers. I mean, at the end of the day, like,
now that, and they gave them full control over it this time, right?
I think so, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. Over like
100 times.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they can get in there. Because, like, you know, they don't give a shit if they give them full control. But it's odd because it's the first Scary Movie film in, what, at least 15 years or longer? It's been at least that long.
Yeah, they've made fucking 3 or 4 Scream movies since the last one of those came out.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, if anybody in the chat has seen the movie, let us know your opinion. Or leave it in the comments if you're watching this a little later. But I mean, at the end of the day, for me, I mean, fuck. Like I was saying, it's Scream 7. I wasn't expecting it to be a fucking masterpiece. Kevin Williamson, it's his first time directing. I think he did fine. Who's the other fucking guys?
He didn't do fine at all. What do you mean?
What were they called? Radio Violence or something like that? What in the hell was the name of their? Wasn't the guys that directed the 5th and the 6th movie? They pissed them off because Melissa Beretta or whatever the hell her name is said all that shit about Palestine.
Oh, I don't have any idea. Silence.
Radio Silence.
Radio Violence would be a good name for a band.
That'd be a good name for a podcast.
Yeah.
Listen to Radio Violence. Baklava.
I'm just really tired of movies like this in general. Just fucking where there's nothing. There's nothing to get out of this. And
I'll say this too. The Riverfield 10 will be closed in 5 years.
I hope so. Fuck.
That place will not make it, man, because the screen looked like shit. The projector, like, I don't know. They probably needed to replace the bulbs in the projector 5 years ago. And they have. It's dark. Like, you would have had a better experience watching this shit at the house.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You just want to, I think there's a part of me that genuinely thought going into this, maybe they'll pull this one out, right? Maybe they will, like, reach deep inside the cackles of their hearts and, like, come up with, like, a novel idea or something will happen that'll turn it around. And they did the exact opposite of that. They just went the safest possible route that they could go, really.
And essentially, like, think about this. Nothing really that important happens in this movie.
Not at all. Nothing happens in this movie, really, period.
This is a throwaway. So they can, I guess their idea is Paramount is like, oh, we're going to make these from here on out, Bulls. We're in this for the long haul.
Exactly, because you don't really have to do anything. You don't have to be imaginative whatsoever. And, like, tons of people will show up. Why would you do anything, really?
What's interesting, though, and think about this. Now, who owns, if Paramount and Warner Brothers merge, Paramount buys Warner Brothers, would they not own Friday the 13th again?
I guess so, yeah.
Dude, let me tell you something. If you want a continuous franchise that you can bank on, you'll have to build him back up because We haven't seen Jason Voorhees on this fucking, you know, big screen in 15, 16 years now or whatever it's been. Every year on a Friday the 13th, Baklava, man. They would fucking, yep. You're talking about money, $2 million budget. Low budget, $2 million budget. All the gore you can get away with now, like the Terrifier movies. Dude, you'd have a money-making machine there if they could get their shit together.
Yeah, the good thing about Friday the 13th is it all throughout history, you don't need any names in it. Like, it kind of sells itself. Like, people don't give a shit who's in it. They just want to see people get killed. Like,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite of Scream, whereas you got to have the fucking same motherfuckers in it every time. And every time they do this big unveil, and you're like, who the fuck is that?
Whoopity fucking do.
Oh, gosh.
You know what, though? Honestly, if you look at the first three, and probably the reason why people still like the first three, other than nostalgia, the first three at least had like a tie-in that made sense in some way or another to the original story. And then, like, at some point, definitely for five and six, and you know, it's just like, it's just random motherfuckers, like just whoever that you don't even remember from the first part of the movie.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with Scream, is you're kind of just stuck. You know, I think the move would have been to figure out a way in the second one to make it like, what do they call it, like evergreen, where you're good, it doesn't matter, they can make tons of them, it doesn't matter. They could have killed Sydney off early in the second movie, and then, you know, but now they're stuck. She's got to stay around forever, evidently, like, God.
Yeah, first of all, they don't want to do anything like that with it, because why would they? It still makes money. They don't have to do anything to it, right? They just put out slop and like a billion people go see it. But secondly, like you said, even if they wanted to, they can't, because like she's the anchor to it. Like, they got to keep bringing her ass back to have other random motherfuckers in it. So,
yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of there. Scream 7. I mean, look, if people out there, if you guys liked 5 and 6, you're probably going to love this one. It's more of the same. And you know, it's to me, my opinion, it was a good one-time watch. I don't need to ever see it again. There's nothing really in it that makes me want to rewatch it. And the same thing for those other damn movies.
I don't think that 5, 6, or 7 were a good one-time watch. I don't think they were a good watch for anything. But I think I see what you're saying. Like, I mean, you have to have really low expectations.
It was fine to watch it the one time. Yeah. I had the lowest expectations ever. And to me, like, it kind of impressed me. It was above my expectations in this. There's lots of good gore sequences in it. They did do that. I think it's well shot. The opening scene's really good. Nev Campbell is always... I think Nev Campbell is a great, like, girl next door type character.
She's a utility player. I think you can put her in anything and, like...
Yeah, I mean, she's very similar to... and I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but I think her character's similar to Nancy in Nightmare on Elm Street.
In the first movie. Same kind of thing. Well, it was Craven, so I mean, he probably was looking for like something like that. So somebody said, what score would you guys give it out of 5 stars? I think Blu-ray Addict said that. Like, I'll let you go.
I think a 2. I think it's a 2.
That's probably what I would give it, honestly. I mean,
I would give 5 and 6 a 1. I would give 4... 4 is the one where she does fucking backflips and shit on a coffee table trying to hurt herself.
Yeah, it is.
I'd probably give 4 a 1 as well. And then 3, 2 and 3, I would give a 4 out of 5, and the original is by far the best. Anybody tries to argue that, what the hell? What the hell are you watching? There's nothing that comes close to that first movie. What about you?
I don't know how I'd rank all of them, but I'd give 7 a 2. I'd give 5 and 6 fucking amnesia because I don't even remember them. So like
give them a zero.
I give them like, yeah, don't even know.
-5 stars.
And then 4 I like a little bit more. So I'd probably give 4 like 2.5 stars out of 5. And then 3 I like, but I don't like it as much as 2. So let's say I give 3 like 3.5. 2, 4, and then I agree with you about
3 has Jenny McCarthy from 2000 in it.
Yeah. I just hate the guy that plays Roman in 3. He's such a goofy fucker.
Lance Hendrickson is in 3 as well, and Creed.
Yeah. That's true.
What if you did? What if you died? Or something. I don't know if that's the lyrics or not.
Or whatever Creed said. Yeah.
Yeah. Ghostface Productions, man. Thank you for all the super chats.
1 million out of 5 stars. 100,000.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Glad you enjoyed it. So what do we got coming up next, Uncle Bill? Friday Night Lives. I think y'all are doing a Q&A or ask us anything.
Yeah, Friday Night Lives is just a regular show. Yeah,
who's to say I might. And then we're going to do some kind of show next Thursday, hopefully. We might pick out some sort of Tears for Fears show or something. We ain't done one of those in a while.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I can't remember if we've done this or not. If we have, somebody let us know. But 1990s horror movies, have we done that?
Like a tier ranking?
Yeah, of 1990s horror.
I don't think so.
Because I was thinking that would be fun. That's kind of timely with Scream 7 coming out. And all right, so maybe that'll. I thought that would be a good one if we haven't done that. Scream 4 is not really good, boys. Come on now. You like Eric Roberts' daughter doing backflips into coffee tables and shit. Whatever.
I mean, I honestly don't mind Scream 4, man. And especially if you compare it to Scream 5 and 6, shit.
And when are we going to interview Ghostface Studio Production? I don't know. We haven't watched any of those movies yet. We need to split them up, Uncle Bill. We got plenty of movies to split up.
How much shit do we have?
A lot. We have a lot. Also, I need to let everybody know that we have a few of these lovely embroidered Dead Pit boggins in Halloween orange and classic Dead Pit green. It's $25 shipped on Venmo only. Don't you dare send anything to PayPal so they can take some more fucking money. Don't do it. Because it costs $5 to ship these motherfuckers, and I'm not really making anything out of it. But all right. What else?
You want to interview Nev Campbell? Ask her about this movie. The only thing we can interview her about is this movie.
We're on here to talk about Scream 7. How's this going to be a different experience than the first 6 Scream movies?
Hello, Nev Campbell. How did you like being back in the Scream franchise, you old bitch?
I don't have cash. Like, I don't think I have Cash App.
How'd you like getting $7 million for basically not doing a fucking thing? Did you enjoy that?
How did your daughter go from being in a stroller and shit in Scream 5 and now she's fucking 17 years old?
Oh, they said she had multiple kids, though, right? When did she have all these kids?
I don't know.
When could that have happened?
Who knows?
But I don't know if I have Cash App. Somebody asked us about Zazzle or something. I don't know. I don't know what the hell that is. I've got Venmo. I do have PayPal if you want to pay an extra couple of dollars. so those little assholes can have their fucking money. Deadpit@gmail.com. Send us an email on it, and I'll let you know. Zazzle. Or Zale or Zazzle.
Zazzle.
I think that I have Zale, but I don't know how to use it. Somebody else was asking me about that. But, all right, man. But yeah, I mean, it was fun going to the theater. Now, this first time I'd been to the theater in over a year, honestly. But that theater sucks ass now. The one that
I'm going to give you, an honest kind of thing here. I probably would have enjoyed the movie a lot more if I didn't have the natural disasters in front of me laying on top of me. Earthquake and typhoon were like one row ahead of me.
Oh, shit. That fucking dude, that was so killer. Let's see if I can show it again on here. I do have a picture of it. Let's see. Look at her. Oh, shit.
Fucking guy.
All right.
I guess it was a guy. I'm still not sure.
I don't know. It could have been. I mean, they had tits. Whoever it was. It was a man or a woman. They had a... I don't know. They had boobies of some sort.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we do have ICQ Pay, if anybody wants to use that. I'll send you my ICQ number.
Kent, the best way to get our shits is to go to our toilets and collect them, buddy. I can just shit right on top of you.
Sure. He said shirts. Damn, spell check. Shop.deadpit.com. Yes.
I got one hot in the chamber for you right now, Kent.
Dude, actually, oddly enough, I have one of the brand new shirts that is on shop.deadpit.com. If I can get
that. I don't even have one of them shirts, but that shirt is killer.
What in the hell's wrong with you? How come you ain't got it?
I don't know.
This is the 20th anniversary Deadpit shirt. Yeah. And so check that out. IntoThePitTheMovie.com to get our documentary. Got this shirt too. Remember this one? This is a good shirt. Oh,
that's
you
a good got shirt. That.
So, all right. But yeah, got to go to work tomorrow, guys. Let us know in the comments if what you thought of the movie once you saw it. And I'm sure probably tomorrow night I'll be talking more about it because Mark saw it as well. So stay tuned. Friday Night Lives tomorrow. More stuff coming up. Yeah, we appreciate everybody joining us. Got well over 130 plus in here the entire night. So appreciate it, guys. This was a last minute thing. Wasn't really super planned out, but I think it worked out pretty good.
Nice. Yeah. Thank y'all for coming. We really appreciate it.
Final. Timby. We will catch you guys next time over at
deadpit.com.
A big thanks goes out to our supporters over at Deadpit on Patreon.com. You can get hours upon hours of great content, right, Uncle Bill?
There's so many hours of content. We've got reviews. We've got songs. We've got live streams. We've got exclusive streams. We've got non-exclusive streams. We've got streams with all kinds of celebrities and all kinds of different old shows from the past podcast, the initial incarnation of the show. All of that can be yours.
Deadpit on Patreon.com. Show us a little bit of love. Give us some money because we definitely deserve it. That Patreon page is so killer that you'll rub your bird to it on a nightly basis. It's that good.
You won't be able to contain yourself. You'll have to jerk your bird out and go crazy. I mean, that's how much content that we have. So much content that it's massive and it will massively smack you in the face.
You'll play with your bird so much. Pretty soon you'll be looking around for somebody else's birthday.
Hey everybody, it's your favorite Filipino bitch, Miss Slatko Fudd, telling you about shop.deadpit.com. Simply the best horror shirts on TeePublic. There are others, but they all suck. And it's the best goddamn deal on horror shirts you will ever see. New shirts old shirts, old in-between shirts. God damn it, Bulls. Go over to shop.deadpit.com. You ain't down with that. You can go to Foot Hill.